This is where good ideas come to become real. Two-thirds of the startups that are happening in this city right now have a social tie to them.
Go public.
Forget the sharks. Mayors are looking for more from startup pitches than their path to profitability. Their question, is there a better, smarter, and cheaper way to solve pressing city problems in my town? Founders are replying with big ideas, big data, and just a little humor. That's the story as we go public.
From government, technology, and governing, this is Go Public, stories of government getting it done.
Hi, I'm Paul Taylor.
I'm J.B. Woken, a staff writer at Governing Magazine.
I'm Ben Miller, assistant web editor and staff writer of Government Technology.
And I'm Dustin Heisler in Austin, Texas.
That was Austin Mayor Steve Adler off the top, setting the tone and expectations for when mayors and GovTech startup founders meet. We got our correspondents back on the line for a final look at South by's Civic.io's startup pitch session. Now in its third year, it's organized by the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Flanked by a panel of his peers as judges, West Sacramento Mayor Chris Cabaldon ran the session.
Startups on deck.
On this episode, we hear from three startup founders who pitched the mayors, those of Elucid, BioBot Analytics, and CityMart. Two of these startups came to Austin with funding deals in hand from Y Combinator, a Silicon Valley accelerator that provides seed money and business advice to hand-selected companies that it believes are making things people want. It's also worth noting that a different pairing of these companies made our GovTech 100 listing, which, with the help of Crunchbase, has helped define the market segment. What we want to do here is explore a dynamic that flipped the script on conventional pitches. It pops the bubble that pitches are just between founders and funders, testing the business model. Mayors are more interested in whether and how the startup delivers, and how it will work in their cities to solve today's pressing problems, fast and cheap. Our spot coverage from South By at the time, on both GovTech.com and Governing.com, provided the play-by-play. What we have in mind here is more akin to post-game analysis. So let's meet some of the founders who pitched the mayors at Civic.io. What do their respective companies do, and their origin stories, or the human element that brought them into the game? Dustin, on technology, CityMark, it's a GovTech 100 company. What do we know about?
So CityMart is a platform, a procurement platform for cities to help them frame, identify, and ultimately procure solutions to their most pressing challenges. And really, they take it all and they put it in a web browser. So they allow cities to say that they're struggling or they need help with X, and different startups or large companies can come in and actually propose how they would fix that. And they facilitate this entire process online, which is kind of the unique aspect. So if you think about a typical request for information or RFI process, they replace that. And they put it online and they make it really easy for cities to understand what's out there and ultimately how they should approach some of these problems that they have.
And JB, you got to spend some time with its founder, Sasha.
One of the things that was sort of amusing about him is he's an architect by training. And he was saying when he was seven, he didn't dream of going into public procurement, but...
So when I was seven, I did not think, I want to have a career in public procurement as the thing that seems to not deliver what everyone would expect, that if I have money and I have a problem, I can get the best possible outcome, and that's just not happening.
Over the course of his career, he came to see that there was a disconnect between the kinds of goods and services that governments wanted to buy and then the process for actually purchasing those goods.
Public procurement is one of those issues. It doesn't sound sexy on the surface. It sounds like obscure procedures, but mayors feel it as pain.
And that they lacked information about what worked, and it sometimes meant that cities were spending a lot of money on things that didn't work. While public procurement as a name might seem unsexy, that the idea of actually empowering cities to buy better goods and accomplish their policy goals is quite exciting to him.
Now to BioBot Analytics. Dustin, what do they do behind that fancy name?
This was a company that really blew me away. I was not expecting the caliber of technology to be in existence in this world, but ultimately they have a sensor technology that turns raw sewage data into actual data for cities regarding metabolized opioid usage. So basically what that means is they have the ability to analyze sewage to identify digested drugs that are present. So what's interesting about it is that they actually equip cities with data specific to that city about opioid usage so that these cities can tailor their approaches to address this epidemic.
And JB, you got to talk to the founder, somebody who your colleague, David Kidd, has known since she was a grad student.
That's right. Our photographer, David Kidd, when we were setting up the interview, he said, God, that technology sounds really familiar, but I know someone that's been working on this for years. You know, a couple of years ago, I was up at the Smart Cities Conference, and they were talking about using smart technology to locate infectious diseases in the wastewater system. So, you know, whoever this startup is a little late to the game. And then it turned out that we were talking about the same person. One of the things that was kind of interesting about Yusha Gailey and BioBioanalytics is that they had a technology first, and they decided to focus on a pressing policy problem to sort of pitch the technology at this summit. So they actually see other uses for analyzing things in wastewater using that data as an information source. But the opioid crisis is obviously on a lot of mayors' minds right now. We had some Ohio mayors, Nan Whaley of Dayton and Lydia Mihalik of Findlay, Ohio, who talked about the opioid crisis a few times over the weekend, and it's hitting their communities and their state pretty hard. And I think that BioBioanalytics was smart from a strategic standpoint to pick a policy problem that is, you know, just sort of maybe the most pressing crisis in the country right now.
True to the entrepreneurial creed to find a problem and fix it, a mayor in a place with a big problem is a rich target market for startups. BioBot's Yusha Gailey sees a reciprocal need on the startup side, creating a symbiotic relationship with mayors.
We've actually found that the best point of contact and champion for what we're doing is the mayor, because the work that we're doing cuts across so many different departments in a city. The emotional and economic burden of the opioid epidemic is not siloed within one department, which is often the case with a lot of GovTech or urban tech solutions. We spread across many different departments. And so the mayor is a really good sort of nucleus for us to understand who's best within the unique structure of that city, who would be the best person to then move forward. So winning this, being able to go to the U.S. Conference of Mayors, which the winning team gets to go to, would be huge to stand up in front of 600 mayors and tell them about something that we've spent the last 4 years building, that we really believe in. We truly do believe that wastewater epidemiology will transform cities, and it will transform the way that public health is administered and the way that we get resources to people in need.
And you could hear things click when she pitched.
We deployed proof of concept experiments in the Boston area, in Kuwait, and in Seoul. And now I'm proud to say that I know what sewage smells like across three continents.
She's used that line before. Because it works, and it wasn't the only one. As serious as the issue that their technology applies to, back in the day, maybe her grad school days, the company had a very funny marketing line.
Your poop is our gold. So there was even this pitch had a sense of humor about it. Even here, she didn't use the tagline, your poop is our gold, but she did have the line, everybody pees every day. And that got a reaction both in the audience in Austin, but also I noticed in social media afterwards when we posted our story, that was the pull quote that a lot of people were pulling out of the story and using to sort of spread the message of how this is a rich and abundant data source that every city has and every city can use. Our publisher noted that there are some people on dialysis who maybe can't pee, but for the most part, you know, that is going to be a really rich and abundant data source.
And the third startup we want to talk about is something called Elucid. It involves a deeper dive into public engagement. Dustin, tell us about it.
So Elucid is a platform for cities to quantify how citizens feel about their government in almost real time. And they do that through basically a variety of different tactics, but by actively crowdsourcing data from constituents about how they feel on certain issues, topics, and performance. And so that may involve ads that someone may see while they're playing Candy Crush or a variety of other mechanisms. But their goal is to help quantify the actual score of constituents and how they feel about their government.
Founder Michael Smith, veteran of the Obama campaign and White House, is forever using data to look for needles in haystacks. Elucid allows cities to stay close to its residents by staying close to their phones.
Using technology, we gather representative sentiment data from the residents of your cities using the devices that they all carry with them at all times. We take that data, and then we produce a simple index score that shows three different things. One score shows safety, how safe do you feel in your neighborhood. Another score shows trust, how much do you trust the police in your neighborhood. Third score is an overall satisfaction of peace in your neighborhood. You can think of it like a credit score for any.
A credit score for civics. Now, that's a nice line. Ben Miller, let's bring you into the conversation. These kinds of startups are your beat. GovTech companies that confront complexity.
You know, like a lot of technology ideas, taking something that happens slowly and clunkily and turning it into something that happens regularly and really quick.
And Elucid is a GovTech 100 company, market segment that you cover a lot. Outside of the pitch room, what else is going on with them?
They just raised the seed round, actually. Yeah, pulling that up now. They just got $1 million. Omidyar Network and Y Combinator were both in on that. So some pretty big names.
Elucid and the others didn't have to wait long to see how they fared. Yes, the pitch session took almost all of the 2 hours set aside for it, but the panel of mayors were quick in ranking the startups. Mayor Cabaldon returned to the stage with just a scrap of paper.
And what a tremendous, energizing, inspiring day this has been. What an incredible set of presentations. Without drumroll, our third place winner, Elucid. Second place, City Mart. Congratulations to City Mart. And finally, the first place winner in the 2018 Mayor Civic Technology Pitch Competition is BioBot Analytics.
Thanks to its first place finish, BioBot Analytics is headed back to Boston. Not to MIT, where the idea was born and the founders were grad students, but as spotlight speakers in front of 600 mayors at the U.S. Conference of Mayors annual meeting in June. The applause had barely faded when I approached Mayor Adler to ask about the value of what they had just done and what might stick.
You're asking me right after the pitch contest that we've gone through, and it's hard for me to put that out of my mind. I think that there were several pitches here that I think could become very real. I think the biometric reading of the wastewater in order to be able to identify where you might have opioid problems in the city or to be able to gauge that over time is something that makes a lot of sense to do and was a place to put a sensor to check something that I hadn't thought of.
You and U.S. mayors have a startup of your own, this Civic.io thing. Year three, what grade would you give yourself?
You know, I would give us a good grade. I'd give us a B because I think that, you know, you could always do better, but The program is refining itself. The energy level is very high. The mayors that are here are very excited. It's good to get the mayors together. It's good to get them together when they're doing actual substantive work as opposed to listening to a lot of people speak. And that component of real-world usefulness at the intersection of innovation and municipal challenges, I think is really exciting to see that the connection is being made by lots of different people in that ecosystem.
And in this ecosystem, as opposed to Silicon Valley where venture capital is king, mayors matter.
Each of these mayors has the ability to pilot new technology and contract with vendors. So each of them has a certain buying power, and just being introduced to them on this stage is valuable to the startups. BioBioAnalytics is going to go to the annual meeting for the U.S. Conference of Mayors this summer, which is expected to have something like 600 mayors there. But to some extent, even the other startups, even the ones that didn't place in the top three, have received a lot of press, and they've received press both from publications like Governing and GovTech, but also they're being promoted by the USF Conference of Mayors on their website, on the Civic.io page, on the Twitter account. So the membership of the Conference of Mayors is going to be aware of these six startups and what they do. And it'll be interesting to see if just that kind of introduction ends up turning into business relationships or pilots for any of these companies.
Indeed, along with the photo ops that followed the pitching, came intense discussions between founders and mayors about how quickly they could stand something up in their cities. Quick wins in each area, opiates, procurement, and civic health, hold benefits for the people on both sides of the negotiation. And again, Ben, this is a different, more personal calculation than doing deals with funders.
When it comes to pitching to a customer instead, and that's a mayor, it's more about it's somebody who hasn't already committed to you, right? And it's somebody who is actively listening to what you're saying and thinking about how they would use it, not thinking about how somebody else would use it necessarily, or whether it's going to make money. It's does this work and will this work for me?
In the end, Civic.io was just one GovTech pitch session in one city on one weekend, decidedly local. But it has bigger implications, much bigger.
The use of GovTech is exploding exponentially and is, you know, a worldwide movement now that is continuing to manifest itself in everything that we see.
And we are seeing that a lot, perhaps nowhere more clearly than in the GovTech 100 itself, now in its third year, about a group of companies that has evolved into a billion-dollar market segment. We'll link to the GovTech 100 in the show notes. Dustin, Ben, JB, thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
And that will do it for us this time around. You can find more of our coverage from South By and Civic.io in your feeds. To catch up on the two other episodes from the festival, just go to gopublicpod.com or find them in your feeds on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. If you were already a subscriber, you'd have them by now. Speaking of which, we would deeply appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It makes a world of difference for young podcasts to get exposed to more listeners. And Go Public is young, only 6 weeks old. And now episode 5 is a wrap. Thanks for listening.
We're just getting started. Let's keep the conversation going. Tweet us at GoPublicPod. And subscribe to Go Public on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. And you know there's always more at govtech.com and governing.com.